You've just heard Columbia's account of Britain's reaction to VE Day. Now, to bring you Midwestern reaction, we take you to WKZO's mobile unit in Kalamazoo.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Harold Fitzgerald, and we're down on the street in front of the First National Bank building in Kalamazoo, just off the corner of Main and Burdick Streets. Everyone has heard the official proclamation by the President of the United States, which confirmed the earlier reports that the war in Europe is all over. We were sure yesterday that it was true, but with the final confirmation by the President of the United States and other Allied leaders, it gives us a definite feeling of finality that perhaps was not so true yesterday. It's hard to find a face in the crowd that surrounds us and not wear a smile, which is indicative of the way millions of people feel all over the world. We're going to interview some of these people to hear their reactions on VE Day. And now Lee Carter's right here, and he has someone lined up. All right, Lee.
Yes, we're all set, Harold. I'd like to introduce Private First Class Hogmire.
Welcome to our microphone, Private First Class Hogmire. And I understand that you're just got back from the service.
That's right.
And where were you?
South Pacific.
The South Pacific. What was your reaction? What is your first name?
Neil.
Neil, what was your reaction when you heard of the VE Day coming finally today?
Well, it's not about the same as usual. Our biggest part's still to come yet. We're still waiting for the Pacific War to get over with.
And you're here on a leave now, or you're definitely out?
You're on a just leave. Ten-day leave.
I see. And what do you plan to do for your VE Day celebration? You're going to do a little celebrating tonight, or?
No, taking a couple shows is all.
Just taking a couple of shows.
Right.
And in other words, you're going to spend a quiet VE Day here in Kalamazoo.
That's right. Celebrate it all when Jeff War is over with.
In other words, is this your home here in town, Neil?
That's right. It is.
And how long do you plan on staying here?
I'll stay here now till next Thursday, and then I have to leave again.
You're going to have to leave next Thursday?
That's right.
And then you go right back into the thing again?
No. They told me to be far as where I'm stationed at now. Well, it's convalescent hospital.
I see. You're here convalescing.
No, I'm stationed there now, doing work at the hospital.
I see. Well, thank you, Private First Class Hogmire, for being with us this afternoon. And now, Lee, if you have someone else there, let's move right along.
Yes, we have a young lady here whose fiancé is...
Who is that?
It's Miss Soles, right here.
All right, Miss Soles, welcome to our WKZO microphone. You've heard the news, and you know what's come about in the last few hours. You heard the President's confirmation of VE Day?
Yes, I did.
And what is your reaction?
Oh, I feel swell about it.
What was your first thoughts when VE Day was finally proclaimed?
Oh, that I want the Japanese war to hurry up and get over now.
I think that's true. I believe it's true, the way all of us feel. And what are you planning to do? Are you going to celebrate tonight or what?
Oh, no. I'm just going to wait till the end of the war.
You're just going to wait till the end of the war to give the final sort of thing to it. All right, thank you very much for being with us. And now, Lee, you got someone else there?
Yes, Harold, it's Mr. Billman, John Billman.
Mr. John Billman. How do you do, Mr. Billman? Glad to have you here this afternoon. And what was your first thoughts when VE Day finally arrived?
Oh, I was kind of glad myself.
I guess we all were kind of glad. Are you planning to celebrate, or in what way are you going to take care of this very important day?
Well, I don't know yet. No, just exactly what I am going to do. Probably celebrate.
In other words, you haven't made up your mind yet, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, I guess it sort of, most of us, it kind of did set us back a bit, didn't it?
Yeah, set us way back.
Well, anyway, we still got a job to do over there. Even though this war over in Europe is all over, we know that we still got a great big job over to do over in the Pacific. And now, Lee, who else do we have here?
Jack Smith.
Hello, Jack. Glad to have you.
Hi,
on
Harold.
Our WKZO microphone.
Well, it's nice to talk. First time for me.
First time. Well, Jack, what was your first reaction? What was your thoughts when VE Day finally hit Kalamazoo?
Well,
and the world, for that matter.
It was really a great thing. I'm glad it was all over with. Give the boys on the Pacific a little help. That's about all I can say. I think it's a wonderful thing. We've got a lot to be thankful for.
I think we have too, Jack, and I think you've spoken the words that's in the hearts of so many people right at the present time, that the Pacific War must go on, and the closing of the European War will certainly mean that we can send more help over to our allies over in the Pacific. All right, Lee, who else do we have here?
We have Miss Guerin here.
Miss Guerin? Welcome to our WKZO microphone, Miss Guerin. What was your reaction on this VE Day?
Well, VE Day to me isn't anything very special yet. I'd rather see the war in the Pacific over with. I have a little 17-year-old brother out there, and I'd like to take him home.
You have a 17-year-old brother, and how long has he been in the service?
Well, he just enlisted in January and just shipped out last week.
Well, this certainly has a real meaning to you, this VE Day. Even though it isn't over for your brother, it will mean that he will be coming home sooner, perhaps.
Yes, I have another brother who's been 15 months in a German prison camp in someplace in the Bavarian area. I'd be pretty glad to see him home, too, now.
I'm sure you will, and I know this VE Day will mean that he will get home quicker. And thanks for talking to us this afternoon. All right, Lee, you have a few words there?
Yes, Harold. For the benefit of our listeners who plan to commemorate this memorable event with Thanksgiving and church attendance, we pause briefly in our interviews here on the street to give you a partial listing of those churches planning VE Day services. A special VE service will be held at the Salem Evangelical Church in Vicksburg at 2:30 this afternoon. Simpson Methodist Church is planning a 7:30 service. The Otsego Protestant Church of God, St. Luke's Episcopal Church, and the Union Methodist Church in Parchment will observe the day at 7:30 this evening. The Second Baptist Church will observe VE Day tomorrow night at 7:30. And now I'll turn the microphone back over to Harold Fitzgerald.
Thank you, Lee.
Birch.
You have Mrs. Birch?
Yes.
Hello, Mrs. Birch. Welcome to our WKZO microphone. Of course, you've heard the president's confirmation of VE Day, and I know that by the looks of it, that you feel very good about it, as we all do. What was your first thoughts or reactions after this proclamation was finally made?
My husband will be coming home eventually. He's over in Germany.
He's over in Germany at the present time.
He's been overseas about 16 months.
16 months. Well, that certainly is a long time, and I know that this means a great deal to you, doesn't it?
I'm not going to celebrate much until he gets home to the final war with Japan's over.
Well, I know that's what most of us want, and even though VE Day is here, as we mentioned before, we know we have a war over there in the Pacific. And are you planning to attend any of the special services and churches on this VE Day?
Yes, I will. Probably Marcellus or in three of us.
Many churches are holding these services, and we want to announce again, Lee Carter just gave a list of churches that are holding them, and there are many, many more, of course. And thanks for talking to us, Mrs. Birch. And now we have someone else, another lady over here. And what was your name, please?
Mrs. Van Dam.
Mrs. Van Dam. VE Day is here, of course. And what was your reaction? What was your first thought?
Well, I'm glad it's over because I have two brothers over there. But I have a husband who's going to Pacific, so we're not through yet.
We're certainly not through yet. Well, that's fine. Are you planning to attend any services on this VE Day?
Well, I went to church last night to attend the service, which was very nice. I think most people should.
I think they should, too. And thanks for talking to us. And I'm sure that this sort of thing is going to be over before long. And now, who else do we have here, Lee? We haven't anybody lined up right away. Lee is over in the corner over there. By the way, the weather out here this afternoon is certainly plenty windy. As a matter of fact, the wind is blowing all over the place. But even then, there is a lot of people downtown. Most of the stores are open this afternoon and probably will remain open the rest of the day. All right, Lee, we got someone else there.
We're looking around, Harold.
Here's a gentleman right here. You step up here, sir. And what is your name?
Andrew Flynn.
Andrew Flynn. What was your reaction, Mr. Flynn, when this VE Day finally arrived?
You're all counting your chickens for the hat. I said, you're all counting your chickens for the hat.
You can't count your chickens before your hat.
You are.
And by the way, have you got any relatives or brothers or?
I got a brother.
You have a brother in the service?
Yeah.
Would you talk a little closer?
I got a brother over there in Italy.
You have a brother in Italy. How long has he been in?
About 6 months, I think.
Six months. And I suppose you expect him home, perhaps?
No, I don't think he'll be home yet a while.
I don't think probably most of these fellows will be going elsewhere, but we hope this thing is going to be over before long so they all can come home. And here we have a young lady. Thanks for talking to us, sir.
This is Mrs. Brogan away, Harold.
Mrs. who?
Brogan DeWay.
Brogan DeWay. Well, Mrs. Brogan DeWay, we're glad to have you here this afternoon, and welcome to our WKZO microphone. What was your first reactions on this VE Day that was just proclaimed by President Truman at 8 o'clock this morning?
I was awfully glad about it, but I think we have an awful big job in the Pacific, and I think everyone should buckle down and make it a real victory eventually.
I think those words are very well spoken, and I believe that everyone will follow that, and in fact, we know they will. And have you any brothers or sweetheart or anybody in the service that makes this
a
particular day?
No, but my husband is in the Pacific, and I'm hoping he's home pretty soon.
I see. He's in the Pacific at the present time. And by the way, are you planning to attend any special services, or are you going to celebrate tonight?
Well, we went to church last night and maybe again tonight.
Well, that's fine. And thank you for talking to us this afternoon. And now we have over here, Lee has got someone, I believe. The crowd is so walking back and forth, we can't keep track of Mr. Carter. Here he is. And what was your name, sir?
Very. Very, my name.
Well, Malcolm, welcome to our microphone, Mr. Very. By the way, what was your first thought when VE Day finally arrived?
Well, I started all over in Europe and wondering how long it'll take to finish up the job.
Well, I know we're all thinking that at the present time, aren't we? But we know that with the Allies finally conquering Europe, that the job is really going on full swing over there, and we hope to get that over with in a short while. By the way, have you got any sons or daughters in the service?
No, I've got two nephews, both living here in Kalamazoo. Their names is Mitchell. They enlisted in 39 as privates, and they now rank as first lieutenant, if one hasn't been made a captain since I heard last.
They're both in the country then?
Well, no. Well, one is flying around through the country now on this Liberty Loan drive, and the other, and I don't know where he is, but he's somewhere in the Pacific.
I see. Well, it really has a meaning for you, too. Are you planning to celebrate or go to church on this day?
Oh, I'm not planning to do any celebrating. I've been working up to Willow Run for the last 2 years and just got back to Kalamazoo.
I see. In other words, you have been participating up to the present time in the war effort also.
Oh, yes.
How old are you, Mr. Berry?
I'm 66.
66 years old, and you've really been right in there all the time, haven't you?
Yes, a Spanish-American War veteran myself.
Well, believe you me, you certainly have got a record behind you, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Here's another lady we have right here. You step right up to our microphone. And what is your name, please?
Mrs. Nyan.
Mrs. Nyan, welcome. And by the way, Mrs. Nyan, what was your first thought when VE Day finally arrived?
I was the happiest woman in the world.
You were the happiest woman in the world. Well, that just about sizes it up, doesn't it?
Boy.
By the way, have you any sons or daughters in the service?
No, but I had brothers in the service.
You have brothers, and where are they at?
They are in France.
They are in France at the present time. Well, it really has a meaning for you, too, doesn't it?
That's
are you
great meaning for me. It has an awful great meaning for me.
I'll bet it does, too. Well, by the way, are you going to plan to celebrate tonight, or are you going to church services, or how are you going to?
Church services.
You're going to church services. Well, that's fine. By the way, Lee over here, I guess, has another lady. Thank you for talking to us. And who is it, Lee?
Jean Gillette, Harold.
Oh, Jean Gillette. Well, welcome to our WKZO microphone, Jean. And we're going to ask you the same question we've asked everyone. What was your first reaction on this VE Day?
About the first one is that my man's coming home, I guess.
Well, that's a good reaction, to say the least. And are you planning to celebrate?
Well, I've done what celebrating I'm going to do.
In other words, you're not going to tear the town apart,
no,
are you?
No, not anymore.
Well, are you going to... Okay. Are you going to go into any church services or anything?
Yes, I intend to.
There are quite a few being held today and tonight around Kalamazoo and in town.
Mm-hmm, I went to them yesterday.
All right, and thank you for talking to us this afternoon. We have just a half a minute here. We just want to wind this up by saying, friends,
that the war in Japan, of course, is not over. We all know that. We don't have to be reminded of that. It's been very nice being down here and talking to these folks that have come by our WKZO microphone. And we will all continue to do our part until this war is over in Japan. That is the reaction on the Kalamazoo streets this afternoon. And now this is the Fetzer Broadcasting System.
This is WKZO Kalamazoo.